Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, can someone please take me to the promised lands? Can someone please take me to the promised lands? Because of right now, I can't afford to buy any land. You know, today, I want to talk to you about the promised lands and what does the Bible say about the promised lands and what are the promised lands. I don't know about you, but there seems to be this global land grab, and a lot of these rich countries, they're buying from the poor countries, and there seems to be Agenda 21 where nobody has land anymore, and everybody is buying up all the land, and America is supposed to be the promised land, but it doesn't seem that we are becoming the promised lands, but we're becoming cursed. And what is the land that God promised to Israel? So in Genesis 15:18 declares to Abraham, to your descendants, I give this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates. And God later confirms this promise to Abraham's son Isaac and Isaac's son Jacob, whose name was later changed to Israel. And when the Israelites were about to invade the promised land, God reiterated the land promised as recorded in Joshua 1:4, that your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, and all the Hittite country and to the great sea on the west. So according to Genesis 15:18 and Joshua 1:4, the land God gave to Israel included everything from the Nile River and Egypt to Lebanon, south to north, and everything from the Mediterranean Sea to the Euphrates River, the west and the east. So what land has God stated belongs to Israel? Well, all of the land modern Israel currently possesses, plus all the land of the Palestinians, that's the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. So, plus some of Egypt and Syria, plus all the Jordan, plus some of Saudi Arabia and Iraq, Israel currently possesses only a fraction of the land that God has promised. So as of right now, I'm here to tell you that Israel only possesses a fraction of the land that God has promised. As we know that the West Bank and Gaza is supposed to belong to Israel. We also know that according to God's promise, some of Egypt and Syria, plus all the Jordan, plus some of Saudi Arabia and even Iraq is supposed to belong to Israel. So Israel possesses only a fraction of the land. And I'm here to tell you that right now I believe that you are only possessing a fraction of the land or a fraction of the blessings that really what God wants to give you. You need to understand that God is blessing you, but you're only possessing only a fraction of it because the enemy has surrounded you and he's not allowing you to move forward into your blessing. Just like Israel today, that the devil has surrounded Israel and they're not letting Israel obtain the full blessing. I'm here to tell you that you have been blessed, but you're not obtaining the full blessing. You're only getting the fraction of the blessing. You need to understand that today, that God wants to bless you and give you all the blessings, but there's going to be a fight because Satan is trying to stop you from getting all the blessings. You don't understand that today, that your territory will extend from the desert of Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the great sea on the west. That's Joshua chapter 1 verse 4 and Genesis 15 verse 1. I'm here to tell you today that God is in a process. He wants to bless you, but you're a lot like Israel today, that you're only obtaining only a fraction of the blessings. Please understand what I'm trying to say here. You got to understand that there is has become a global land grab. A global land grab. And China, they're buying up all of America's land today. And Agenda 21 is forcing people to give up their land and live in small apartments. And people are charging $500,000 for their land. And churches want your money so the preacher can have his land. And rich farmers are buying up all of the land for their crops. And so will someone please take me to the promised land, because right now I can't afford to buy any land. I mean, we have sold out our land out to these foreign governments and the Chinese, and oh my gosh, where is the promised land? Some of you might say America is the promised land, but I'm here to tell you I don't believe that. America maybe was once at one time. So in the last decade, more than 495 million acres of land were sold or leased in transnational deals, according to a report published by the Coalition of Research Center of Civil Society Groups. The report reveals startling facts about the secretive world of land buying in foreign countries, which involved governments. There is a global land grab, and I'm here to tell you that foreign governments that we have supported are buying up all the land of America. Could someone please take me to the promised land? Because there's no, I can't afford any land in America anymore. Because we have sold it out to the Chinese. Oh, come on, somebody. There's a global land grab. Rich countries are buying up poor countries' lands. In Exodus, the book of Exodus, chapter 6, verse 8, I will bring you to the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you for the possession, for I am the Lord. You need to understand that God makes a covenant with His people to take you to the promised land. But I'm here to tell you that you're only possessing a fraction of your promise. Oh my gosh, but the problem is that there's too many people. Oh my gosh. There's too many people that God promised to. And so therefore, all the land is being taken up. The Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your descendants, I will give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him in Genesis 12, chapter 12, verse 7. Oh, come on, somebody. God wants to take you to the promised land, but you're only possessing a fraction of it right now. God has entered into a covenant with you, but you're only possessing a fraction of the blessing. You need to understand, you are blessed, but God wants to bless you even more. You are blessed, but God wants to take you all the way to the promised land. But there's a battle and a fight, and some of you just haven't entered into the promised land. Oh, come on, somebody. In Genesis chapter 13, 15, for all the land which you see, I will give it to you and your descendants forever. You need to understand something, that God has entered into a covenant, an Abraham covenant with Israel, and you have joined with Israel by faith. So therefore, by faith, you are a descendant of Israel. By faith, you are a descendant of Abraham. And by faith, you have entered into a covenant. And by faith, the good Lord Jesus, now He has wants you to step into your promised land. But I'm here to tell you that you're only obtaining a fraction of it right now. You're only obtaining a fraction of your promise that God wants to give you. You see, you have taken some of the promise, but God now wants you to take all of the promise. You don't understand what I'm trying to say here, but I'm here to tell you in Genesis 15, 7, and He said to him, I am the Lord who brought you up out of Ur, out of the Chaldeans, to give you this land to possess it. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you today that God wants you to not just have a fraction, but He wants you to have the whole blessing, the blessing of the promise. Yes, God wants you to have a promise. But God's people, sometimes they don't ever enter into the full promise. Because why? They lose faith. Why? Because they give up. Why? They stop believing. Why? Because the world drowns out their faith. Why? Because they pay too much attention to the world instead of the Lord's promise. We need to step into the promised land of the living God. And the Bible says, on that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, to your descendants I have given this land, from the river of Egypt as far as great as the river Euphrates. You need to understand that today, that the land that Israel is obtaining right now is only just a fraction, because God wants them to take the West Bank and Gaza, plus some of Egypt and Syria, plus all of Jordan, and plus some of Saudi Arabia and Iraq. And Israel today only possesses only a fraction of the land. So I'm here to tell you today, many of you believers, that you have joined into the covenant of Abraham, by faith you are only obtaining the fraction of the blessing. I'm here to tell you and to encourage you, by faith God is about to take you into another level, into His promise. And Joseph said to his brothers, I am about to die, but God will surely take care of you and bring you up from this land to the land He has promised an oath to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob in Genesis 15:24. Yes, Leviticus 20:24. Hence I have said to you, you are to possess the land. And I myself will give it to you to possess it, the land flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God who has separated you from the peoples. Oh my gosh, in Leviticus 20:24. You see, God just doesn't separate you. God just doesn't, He just doesn't separate you and take you away for Himself, but He also wants to bless you, because the truth of the matter is, you're only taking a fraction of the blessing that God wants to give you right now. You need to reach out by faith and walk through the promise of the living God, Jesus Christ here, because He wants to take you all the way into the promised land. But you need to understand, I don't think America is the promised land, and I don't think there's one place would be the promised land, but you got to ask yourself, what do you desire, and what is that promise is in your heart? I'm here to tell you that God wants to take you to a promised land. Oh, you need to understand that today, that can someone please take me to the promised land, because right now I can't afford to buy any land. Yes, there's a global land grab. Yes, because of this huge rising global demand of water, food, and energy, both wealthy food-imported countries and emerging economies are targeting and cultivating land buy at rock-bottom prices in poor countries. Can someone please take me to the promised land, please? Have you ever wondered why New York real estate prices are so high? Well, sure, there is an issue of space. And the fact that New York is a world city with people from Russia and China gobbling up apartments like Pac-Man and routing to the power pellets. But one of the biggest supporters of real estate pricing these days is the Chinese buyers. Foreign purchase jumped to 35% last year. The Chinese customers led the way with $22 billion out of the $92.2 billion total spent by foreign buyers in the U.S. real estate market. And from April of 2012, March 2013, the Chinese buyers spent approximately $12.8 billion in the U.S. housing market, according to the NAR. And the previous year, foreign buyers spent $68.2 billion on U.S. real estate. The U.S. real estate market is a relatively safe investment. So, all these foreign countries, like China, are buying up all the land. So America, we have lost the promised land. America, there's no such thing as the promised land, because we were once a land of milk and honey. We were once a land of prosperity, but we seem to have sold our blessings to the Chinese. So all these rich Chinese purchasers, these buyers, are more likely to make these cash purchases. Sometimes that brokers love. So far this year, nearly 60% of all transactions were cash. The China home buyers were spending an average of over $500 million to buy homes. And China was the fastest growing source of real estate transactions this year. So, hey, you Americans, the reason why you have to go live in a trailer, because the Chinese, they own up all the land, and therefore they're charging you. They're charging you high prices. So five countries have historically accounted for the bulk of the report purchase, namely Canada, China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Mexico, and India, and the United Kingdom. They are buying up 50% of all the land. Could someone please take me to the promised lands? Because I can't afford to buy land in America anymore, because we have sold it out to the Chinese. Can someone please take me to the promised land? Because right now I can't afford to buy any land. There's a major global land grab. And with Agenda 21 forcing so many people to live in small, tiny boxes. Meanwhile, people are being charged $500,000 just to have a two-bedroom home. It's happening all over. People think their three-bedroom home is not worth $1 million. People think their three-bedroom home is not worth $1 million. Or $250,000. There's a huge demonic takeover of her land. And can someone please tell me, take me to the promised land, because land's so expensive in America today. But if you love Jesus, and if you want to be, and if you enter into this Abrahamic covenant by faith, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 6:10, then it shall come about when the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to give you, great and splendid cities which you did not build. Then it shall come about when the Lord your God will bring you to that land. For when I bring them into the land of flowing of milk and honey, Deuteronomy 31:20, which I swore to their fathers, and they have eaten and are satisfied and become prosperous, then they will turn to other gods and serve them. You need to understand that today, that when God blesses you and takes you into that promised land, that some of you are just going to forget about the Lord. Some of you are going to forget about Jesus. Some of you are going to say that you did it, that your hard work did it. Some of you are going to give yourself credit by your hard work. And Deuteronomy very says this. Deuteronomy says that you then will turn to other gods. You will serve yourself. And I'm here to tell you today that God, the reason why God can't take you to the promised land, because you rely on yourself to get there. You rely on yourself and your own strength to get there. And the reason why God can't take you there, because you rely on your own strength, your own intellect, and your own abilities. And God says, I can't use you, because only the Holy Spirit of the living God, only the Holy Spirit can take you to the promised lands. As of right now, you only possess a fraction because you rely too much on your military might. You rely too much on your own strength. You rely too much on your own finances, and God can't take you to the whole promised lands. You're only obtaining a fraction of the promise because God wants to give you the whole promise. But you don't trust the Lord enough because you trust in your own strength. And the Lord warns His people that when you do obtain even a fraction of the promise, a lot of you will believe and think that you did it on your own. That somehow it was by your strength, your hard work, and your determination. And when the Spirit of the living God moves, the Spirit of God, you cannot take any credit for Him taking you into the promised land. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you that you're only obtaining a fraction of the promise. You're only obtaining the fraction of the promise. Don't you get it? Your church is not taking you to the promise. Your church is taking you to the pit of hell because you're listening to religious demons. You need to understand that today. The Bible was never used to oppress you, but to liberate you and to give you freedom. Oh, I'm here to tell somebody today that you are only obtaining a fraction of the promise, the fraction of the blessing that God wants to give you. But I'm here to tell you right now that for those of you that have faith and you believe that Jesus, you need to go to Judges 2 verse 1. The Bible says, now the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim, and he said, I brought you up out of Egypt and led you into the land which I have sworn to your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. You see, the Lord God would never break His covenant with His people. The Lord Jesus Christ will never break that promise. Those of you who have entered into the promise that you are a descendant by faith. The Bible says, for the sons of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness until all the nations, that is the men of war who came out of Egypt, perished because they did not listen to the voice of the Lord, to whom the Lord has sworn that He would not let them see the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give us, the land flowing with milk and honey. You understand there's so many people out there, so many Christians will never inherit the full promise. Israel today has only have taken the fraction of the promise. But their full promise was supposed to the West Bank and Gaza, plus some of Egypt and Syria and Saudi Arabia. That was their full promise, but they've only taken a fraction of it. What about you? Are you just taking a fraction of God's promises? Or are you going on to take the full promise? And some of you might say, Pastor Dean, they're blocking me from getting the full promise. I understand that. Satan is working hard to block Christians from walking into the full promised land. And so did God give Israel the promised land for all times in Deuteronomy 4:40. The Lord gave the Israelites this command, keep His decrees and commands which I am giving you today, so that it may go well with you and your children and after you, that you may live long in the land the Lord your God gives you for all times. Did this mean that God gave Israel the promised land perpetuity? First, the passage offers a conditioned offer. In other words, the Israelites had to obey God's statutes in order to remain in the land. And history reveals that the Israelites often disobeyed, resulting in temporary times of exile from the land. Some of you are only obtaining a fraction of the promise because of your disobedience. However, the end of this passage notes that God is giving them the land for all times. The Hebrew phrase "for all times" is given as a general statement, likely in reference to God's original promise of the land of Abraham in Genesis 12. Taking these two principles, it is clear that there were both the conditional and unconditional aspect of God's promise. That God made a promise, and we enter into that promise by faith, but there still is some conditions that we must abide by. So God offers these blessings with a promised land conditionally related to the Israelites' obedience. Yet God has also made an unconditional promise that the Israelites would have the land for all times. So how long is for all? In the book of Revelation, we see Israel as a central focus. In the end times, Israel faces many difficulties, yet that tribulation concludes that the Messiah, reigning from His throne in Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, the book concludes that the new heavens, the new earth, and the new Jerusalem, the promise of Deuteronomy 4:40, is as far-seeing promise extending to the ends of the earth's existence, and in some ways into the time of the new earth. I'm here to tell you today that the Lord God, the Lord Jesus Christ, has made a promise. Can someone please take me to this promised land? But I can't find it because I can't afford any land. And why is all the other countries buying up the land of America? Did America walk away from the promise? Why are we just selling our land out to foreign governments? You see, the good Lord, you know, as I was trying to tell you, Israel has not obtained the full promise. Israel has not obtained the full promise. Israel has only obtained the fractional of the promise. Like you, you've only obtained the fraction of the promise that God wants to give you. And I'm here to tell you that the enemy is in the process of doing a global land grab, and they want to take away your promise. Oh my gosh, how many of you feel like God is taking away the promise, or Satan is taking away the promise? How many of you feel that today, that you only have obtained only a fraction? Why? Because Satan has stood in the way. Just like Satan has stood in the way on the Gaza Strip, the West Bank, they're standing in the way. Because all that land of the Palestinians, that belongs to Israel. And plus some of Egypt and Syria, and plus some of the Jordan, and plus some of Saudi Arabia and Iraq. And so Israel is only currently obtaining a fraction of God's promise. You see, you are only obtaining a fraction of God's promise today because Satan has blocked your path. But I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ wants to give you the full promise. He has promised you to take you into the promised land. But I'm here. There is a condition. Your obedience. Your obedience. How much are you obedient to doing God's work? There's a condition on you entering into God's promised land. And that starts with obedience and following Jesus Christ. And obedience is standing up for the truth. And obedience is defending and believing and having faith and doing something about it. God can take America back into the promised land, but America must stand up for truth once again. Can someone please take me to the promised land? Because right now I can't afford to buy any land. A lot of foreign governments are buying up the land of America today. So there's many other scriptures also support God's promise of this land to Israel. For example, God spoke to Isaac in Genesis 26:3, saying, "Stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give all these lands and will confirm an oath I swore to your father Abraham." The Lord also spoke to Jacob in Genesis 28:13-14 with similar words. There above it stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord your God, the father Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and I will give you and your descendants the land in which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south, and all people on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. You know, God wants to bless you, but you're only obtaining a fraction of the blessing right now. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. Yes, we need Jesus back in America, and we need